And you know you can talk anytime, right now or 24/7, 365, except on soccer days, I think.
Yeah, we don't do soccer around my house, but we definitely do lacrosse. We've got a lot of baseball, softball. We've got everything going on. But
is it the season for that yet?
It already is. It's actually lacrosse season right now. It's
what
baseball
is lacrosse?
Season. Lacrosse? What is it?
Yeah. Well, they play it on horses?
No. Lacrosse is actually basically like hockey, but on a field. So it's like field hockey almost. You know, they've got their sticks and the ball, and they're throwing it, and they're hitting each other, and they're wearing pads, and you know they're padded up almost like football, but not quite. From the hips down, they're not as padded. They're not wearing all of the, you know, leg pads and everything, but they're wearing chest protectors and helmets, and they're carrying sticks that you know, have a net, and they're throwing the ball back and forth and catching the ball and trying to get the ball into the goal. So
I see. Is it hard, difficult sport?
Rough sport. Yeah, actually it is. And you know, Moober, Manny was actually really, really good at lacrosse.
Oh, he's on that? Oh, wow.
So he actually, this is his senior year in high school, and he played from freshman year through junior year, and he decided not to play this year. And, you know, we've made jokes quite often about how tiny that the mortgage mom is. And, you know, obviously if I'm tiny, my kids are tiny. So, you know, Manny is about 5'9", and he's probably a whopping 140 pounds, maybe, when he's wet, soaking wet. So, you know, even though he was super fast and very, very good at the sport, there's a lot of kids that when they're outside of football season, that they will play lacrosse to stay in shape. And so, you know, he's just getting taken down. I mean, just hit really hard and laid out flat by these big, you know, big football players. So he actually decided not to play this year, senior year. But
well, he's got to leave his Sundays open for the workshops that we're doing.
That's right. Well, now he's working for me. You know, he got that new truck, and now he's working for me. you know, Mikey, my little Miguel, he is in eighth grade. And so he has actually started on a traveling lacrosse team, so that when he goes into high school next year, freshman year, that he can play. And so, you know, he's just really getting started now. So we got through our, you know, all of our traveling and everything with lacrosse and traveling with baseball. And now we're right back into it all over again. And I'm sure that by the time that Mikey's done, we'll be right back into T-ball with Zeke. So, you know, it's busy, busy time at the
Marcoux house. Which Marcoux is the coach of the household? Is it you, or is it who's
no,
the coach?
No. So for lacrosse, because, you know, my husband Shane did not play lacrosse. He was a baseball guy, big baseball guy. So he actually coached Manny and Mikey all through actually like little league. And he is definitely not coaching lacrosse. But Manny Moober has actually picked up the coaching responsibilities for Mikey's team. So, you know, he's actually there. He is the head coach of Mikey's traveling lacrosse team. So it put him, you know, he didn't want to do it at first. And I said, Manny, you love the game. You just don't want to play it anymore. And you're really good at it, and you understand the rules and the concept and, you know, all the strategies. And I said, go coach. You know, this could be something. You could turn into a college coach someday.
See, I knew coaching runs in the family, because, I mean, all you do for us is coach.
I coach. I teach all day long, and I love doing it. And Manny, he did not want to do it at first. And now that he's been doing it, he's actually starting to really enjoy it. And he's seeing some of his old coaches out at these games, and he's actually, you know, messing with them and saying, I'm using your strategy. You know, I'm calling your plays. So, you know, Manny's actually the coach for Mikey, which is great. And then but Shane, my husband Shane, is definitely the baseball guy. So as soon as Zeke starts T-ball, he'll be the little league coach again.
I was just wondering if we could text, you know, any of the Marcoux's like sports related questions or coach advice or something.
Oh, you
like
could
that, you, know?
You could literally
since we're all busy on Sunday.
Yeah,
you
could text Shane any question that you want on football, basketball, softball, baseball, anything probably, but even soccer. I believe he played soccer as a kid. So the only thing you probably couldn't ask him about would be hockey or lacrosse.
Okay, let's talk about this Sunday tomorrow at 11 a.m. We're doing another workshop. We're premiering it on YouTube at the Mortgage Mom Radio channel.
That's right, yeah. And it's going to be all about credit. You guys heard Steve Altonian talk a little bit ago. We gave you guys a little snippet of what we're going to be doing
and
tomorrow.
And a snippet of his jingle.
And a little snippet of his jingle,
just a snippet, just a bite-sized portion.
Just a little bite-sized. It was actually pretty long, and I know he's...
He'll play that for you in person if you want to.
If you want it, yeah. Yeah. Give him a call. He'll do it for you. You know, he's very excited about his music, but where he is actually the king is he is the king of credit. He is very, very good at what he does. And he has done some amazing, tremendous work for my past clients. So tomorrow, YouTube, 11 a.m. If you guys are there, you know, we're going to be premiering it. And Steve will be there as well. And we'll be answering all of the questions that you guys put into the feed. So any questions that you guys have whatsoever about credit, please go ahead and throw those out there during the premiere. So make sure that you go to the Mortgage Mom Radio YouTube channel and subscribe to the page. But then also you'll see we've already put up the link for where we will be doing the video. So you can actually click on that link and there's a little reminder button that you can set and it will actually email you. YouTube will email you and let you know, don't forget it's in 30 minutes. But, you know, he's got some great stuff. And if you're, you know, a little bit embarrassed, I get it. You know, you log into YouTube and if you're not using an actual username, it says your first and last name.
I don't get it. Who's embarrassed? That's like,
I mean, YouTube's got your profile picture, your name, you know, you never know.
Oh, then you can go like find out what things, other things they like what kind of weird cooking channels they're into or like.
No, it's not about that. I mean, for me personally, you know, if I wanted to get on and I wanted to ask a question about my credit report and I knew that everybody could see that my name was Debbie Marcoux and a picture of me, I might be a little bit hesitant to want to write that question into the feed. But if you guys want to, you're more than welcome to text me. So text mom to 474747. As soon as I respond to you, then you go ahead and ask a question. What I'll do is I'll be taking those questions and I'll be putting them into the feed. So nobody will know who asked the question and you don't necessarily need to get on there and write the question with your name and your picture and everything. So, you know, if you're not embarrassed, go ahead and throw them out there. We love it. You know, throw those questions into the feed. But if you guys want to know about credit, whether you've got fantastic credit and you just want to know if maybe a credit card that you haven't been using in a long time, you should close it. Maybe you just want to make your credit score as high as you can get it. Maybe your credit isn't all that great. Maybe you've had a bankruptcy or foreclosure and you need to rebuild. Whatever that the scenario or the case may be, you're going to learn this tomorrow and it's going to be a really great event.
Another Credit Sunday, a Mortgage Mom Radio Workshop Sunday coming tomorrow at 11. But right now, how about some texts?
Yeah, let's do some text messages. I think that's great. And you know what we haven't talked about is Stagecoach.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's coming in, I think, at the end of April.
It's the end of April. And on April, every single question that I get between now and April the 7th is going into my Stagecoach.
Into the Mortgage Mom Hopper.
It is. It's going into the hopper. And I'm going to actually pick my favorite question. And we are going to announce it on the 8th of April. Who is going to win the two tickets to Stagecoach?